And our first applicant is Summit Players Theater of Milwaukee. Take a look at the work samples.
That had the little tiny wit.
With him, all the wind and the rain.
Must make contact with his fortune. Have a drum roll. And then it's here. Look at this. Look at all these people and all these worlds. I love it.
My old roar refused to entertain me. I'll now elsewhere.
We came into the world like brother and brother, and now let's go hand in hand, not one before another. Just fall into thy hands, revolve.
Thank you. Ed, would you like to begin the review?
Sure. This is Summit Players Theater out of Milwaukee, but their venue is state parks around the state. It's an interesting group that takes theater to the state parks and kind of has a captive audience, because the people in the state parks can attend their performances for free. They basically take, they have an educational workshop about 45 minutes, and they play with Shakespeare, get outside with Will for participants 8 and up. And it's offered before every performance, and it allows community members who might not otherwise be exposed to Shakespeare, so there's some lifelong learning involved. All ages can take part in imaginative exercises like the Shakespearean character walk and get outside at will, which they say corresponds with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's model for academic standards for theater performance. In addition, there's a 75-minute six-act production of Shakespeare, and community members are actively engaged, producing sound effects and directly interacting with the actors. They have grown consistently over the last 2 years. They aren't that old, I think 4 years.
2 minutes.
And they've gone up to servicing 17 state parks. In 2018, they were raised enough revenue in the, not quite sure, one, well, it's around $27,000, I think it is, that they can now pay their actors, and that puts them on the paid actors list. They have a board of 7 members from diverse walks of life and connections to Milwaukee statewide and the national arts community. They have a partnership with Wisconsin DNR, and recently, to help revenue, the Wisconsin DNR agreed to allow them to sell concessions in the park.
Other comments?
I may have others later.
Okay.
This is a group of people going state park to state park to state park for basically meal money, 100% funded by donations. So, first, bravo. That's fabulous. It's a very narrow concept, obviously, but it's executed well in the way it happens. Again, the fundraising is nearly 100%, and they had a letter of support from their collaboration with Marquette for space, which was nice. I would have loved to have seen something from the DNR saying, how great is this that they're going to 17 of our state parks and providing free entertainment for people. It just screamed to me as an opportunity for a great letter of collaboration that I wish I had seen. Redefining what Ed just said, too, that they are within a narrow mind of recognizing that it's limiting to provide something for free. But the license with DNR allows them to basically, it sounds like, pass the hat and sell merchandise. So they are creating a revenue stream, albeit whatever it is, you know, might happen. So it shows that they're working on ways to keep this thing moving along. And the work sample was great. I was really fond of the interactive Shakespeare idea and how they executed it, and it showed some pretty good examples of how they're involving the audience. I don't know. I just like the little theater group that could. I liked it.
Yeah. Other comments?
Well, I think that it's hard to be a theater on donations. I think they've got some good strategic planning in place, and attainable goals for how they want to move forward. The only thing that I would say about their org plan is that rather than actual numbers, they've got these X's in place that look like placeholder numbers. So I don't know what those X's will represent.
Yeah.
And I also really like that I think that there is a perceived barrier around Shakespeare, and I think that the combination of the shows they're choosing, how they're presenting them, and the workshop that they're putting around it is working to make it really accessible.
Good. Other comments?
I agree with everything that's said. I thought that they needed to provide more information about the off-season contract work. It was mentioned in the narrative, but I would have liked to have seen more detail about that and how it affects their mission and their long-term plan.
Contessa, other comments?
I don't.
Any other comments? Thank you.